This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu everyone. Welcome to our Ramadan Reminders episode number 17. In today's episode, I take you to Surah Al-Baqarah number 189, or ayah number 189. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. Allah mentions to us another universal value, a principle from the principles of success. And again, this is the theme of our month. So for those who have missed previous episodes, then please revise them, because in every episode we mention a Quranic principle from the principles of life. Simple principles, but highly valuable in reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here commands the ummah to enter their homes from the front door. Enter your homes from the front door. Now, someone might say, okay, this is a bit strange. Why, you know, how do people enter their homes otherwise? Well, at the time of Jahiliyyah, when people entered the state of ihram, for either Hajj or Umrah, then they believed that it was incorrect for them to enter their homes from the front door. That this was a violation. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to enter their homes from the front door, and there's absolutely no issue with this in terms of Islam. And the scholars obviously look at this instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on the principles of understanding the Quran, that when the Quran reveals an instruction, then it's not specific to the time and space and place that it was revealed in. Rather, its message is timeless, and it applies in all all spaces and all time zones. So what do they teach us? They say, well, this is a universal principle in all affairs. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells people to enter their homes from the front doors, right? To be clear, to be apparent, to be, when you think about it, you gather these other meanings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you know, be clear, don't be conniving, be apparent, don't be strange in terms of how you go about things, where people look at you and think, what on earth, is this person up to, right? Enter all matters from the front door. All matters, not just your homes, all your affairs. And when you understand this, then there's several applications, really, that we could consider this a principle in and take guidance from. For example, let's start right at the top, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? If we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do it the right way. Enter that process from the front door. There's one way of doing it, and that is based on the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Bid'ah has no role in our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if everyone else is doing it. Right? In Islam, right and wrong is not based on the actions of men and women. Right and wrong is based on evidence. So it's your right to ask and seek the evidence to justify an act that comes forward to you with the statement that this is how you will build your Jannah and get closer to Allah and so on and so forth. And think about it this Ramadan. How many messages are hitting your social media apps, right? Bland forwards, no details, anonymous messages advising people to do this and advising others to do that, and sometimes boldly saying that, you know, if you do this, then something good will happen to you, and it's a show of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all these chain messages and chain letters. It's our right to say, hold on a second, yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to instruct other people to do things until I verify that this is the sunnah, right? Because we must enter all affairs from the front door. There's only the right way of, there's two ways of doing it. You either do it the right way or you do it the wrong way. Entering matters from the front door mandates doing something the right way. So this is with regards to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is just one application. We can look at other applications, such as, for example, when it comes to studying anything, right, for the students out there who are listening to this, then it's important to base your study on the right curriculum. There's a curriculum when it comes to study, right, and a priority in terms of what you study, right? So enter matters in, you know, from the front door. If you don't study something that should be studied later, before you study what you need to study sooner or earlier, right? There's a process. Don't jump the gun, as we say. So here is an application for our students when it comes to studying for your exams. Enter that process from the front door. Don't dilly-dally. Don't look for shortcuts. Don't look, you know, to delay your studies till a point where somebody else might produce their notes and photocopy their notes, and then you'll just sit back until that time and then jump onto the, onto the notes that they wrote for their benefit and enter the exam based on that. And then maybe get a job later on based on the qualification that you received from this process of study, that had the university or the educational institute known that this is how you go about your business, they probably would have refrained from giving you the qualification that they did, right? Because you haven't gone about the process in the right way. There was a lot of tricks and maneuvers and bending of the rules. That's a different discussion. Sometimes it's permissible depending on the reality of what, you know, of what is being discussed and why the rules are being bent, which we don't have time to go into now. But you get my point, brothers and sisters in Islam, that, you know, sometimes we become creatures of habit, and we develop a bad habit of always, you know, finding loopholes, right? Loopholes out of things. And, sometimes these loopholes, or many a time, these loopholes will only bring consequences. And sometimes not only to us, but to the name of our family, or even to Islam, because people will say, look, these are how the Muslims are. The Muslims are always flouting on paying their taxes. Right, they're lying on a application, or they're cheating on a form, and so on and so forth. They say the Muslims are doing this. So what are you doing? By you not entering the process from the front door, you're bringing a bad name to Islam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What's going to happen? And how many people think about this, brothers and sisters in Islam? How many people actually think of the consequences of their actions on Islam? They don't care about themselves. What about Islam? Right? Enter the process from the front door. This is very important. So we've just shared three real applications here in terms of how this principle benefits us. And you apply it as well in terms of advice that you give people. Enter their lives from the front door. Don't dilly-dally with them and give them advice, in a way that will end up being to their detriment. Enter that process through the front door. Somebody comes to you and seeks your endorsement for their daughter to marry someone else. Enter that process through the front door as well. How you raise your kids, enter that process through the front door, right? If you don't know, learn. If you need help, get it. Right? Enter the process through the front door. وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Alhamdulillah for Islam. Alhamdulillah for the Quran. Alhamdulillah for the guidance. Somebody might say, but this is common sense. You are right. And the Quran is only about sense. But the question is, how common is common sense? Until next time, salamu alayhi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.